Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and I'm absolutely pumped to dive into some incredible developments in AI silicon today. Before we jump in, huge thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's 88H.GO, your go-to team for silicon development consulting. Today, we're covering some massive moves from NVIDIA around multi-instance GPUs, AWS's latest Trainium updates, and some seriously impressive performance optimizations that are changing the game for AI workloads. All right, let's kick things off with something that's been on my radar for a while, NVIDIA's multi-instance GPU technology and how they're tackling NUMA node localization. Now, if you've been following the data center space, you know that NVIDIA's flagship GPUs, we're talking Ampere, Hopper, and the new Blackwell families, they all have this thing called non-uniform memory access behavior, or NUMA. Think of NUMA like different neighborhoods in a city. Some areas are closer to the downtown core, others are further out, and it takes different amounts of time to get between them. In the GPU world, this means that depending on where your data lives in memory and where your compute is happening, you might get very different performance characteristics. What NVIDIA is doing now is getting really smart about how they partition these massive GPUs using their multi-instance GPU technology, or MIG for short. Instead of just randomly slicing up the GPU, they're being surgical about it, making sure that when they create these virtual GPU instances, they're keeping the compute and memory access patterns as local as possible within each NUMA domain. It's like making sure each virtual GPU gets its own neighborhood with everything it needs close by, rather than having to constantly travel across town to get work done. This is huge for data centers because it means you can run multiple workloads on a single GPU without them stepping on each other's toes performance-wise. You get much more predictable latency and throughput, which is exactly what you need when you're running inference workloads or training jobs that need consistent performance. The implications here are pretty significant. It means data center operators can pack more diverse workloads onto expensive GPU hardware while maintaining the performance isolation that enterprise customers demand. Now, speaking of performance optimizations, let's talk about something that caught my attention. NVIDIA's work on scaling FP4 inference for Flux, two on their Blackwell data center GPUs. This is where things get really interesting from a precision standpoint. So NVIDIA partnered with Black Forest Labs to optimize their Flux text-to-image models, and they've managed to unlock FP4 image generation performance. Now, FP4, that's 4-bit floating point, is incredibly aggressive quantization. To put this in perspective, most of us are familiar with FP32, which uses 32 bits to represent each number. Then we move to FPC16, cutting that in half. Now we're talking about FP4. That's 8 times less precision than FP16. It's like going from measuring ingredients for a recipe with a precise digital scale to using just a few measuring spoons. You'd think the quality would suffer dramatically. But here's the magic of modern AI. These models are surprisingly resilient to reduced precision, especially when you're smart about how you implement the quantization. What NVIDIA and Black Forest Labs have done is figure out exactly which parts of the model can tolerate this extreme quantization and which parts need to maintain higher precision. The result is that you can generate images with Flux, two at dramatically higher throughput, while using way less memory bandwidth and compute resources. This is a game changer for image generation services. Imagine being able to serve 4 times as many image requests from the same hardware for companies running image generation APIs. This translates directly to lower cost per image and the ability to scale their services without proportionally scaling their infrastructure costs. And this isn't just about Flux. The techniques they're developing here are going to apply to other vision models as we figure out how to push these quantization boundaries even further. Moving on to some fascinating infrastructure news. AWS is integrating AI infrastructure with NVIDIA's NVLink Fusion for their Trainium 4 deployment. This is a really interesting development because it shows how the hyperscalers are thinking about hybrid architectures. So AWS has their own custom silicon, the Trainium chips, which are purpose-built for AI training. But they're not putting all their eggs in one basket. Instead, they're creating these hybrid systems that can leverage both their own silicon and NVIDIA's ecosystem. NVLink Fusion is NVIDIA's technology for creating high-speed, low-latency connections between different types of processors. Think of it like building express highways between different districts of a city. Instead of all traffic having to go through the main roads, you create these dedicated high-speed connections. What AWS is doing is using NVLink Fusion to create tight integration between their Trainium 4 chips and NVIDIA hardware, allowing workloads to seamlessly move between different types of compute depending on what's most efficient for each task. This is smart because different AI workloads have different characteristics. Some models train better on custom silicon like Trainium, while others might benefit from NVIDIA's mature CUDA ecosystem and all the optimized libraries that come with it. By creating these hybrid systems, Oz can offer their customers the best of both worlds. You might start training a model on Trainium for cost efficiency, then switch to NVIDIA hardware for certain optimization phases, or run inference on whichever platform gives you the best performance for your specific model architecture. This also gives AUs more flexibility in how they scale their infrastructure. They're not locked into any single vendor's roadmap, and they can optimize their data center deployments based on availability, cost, and performance requirements. Now let's dive into some really detailed analysis with Oz Trainium 3. This is where things get technical, but bear with me because this is fascinating stuff. According to some deep dive analysis, the Trainium 3 is shaping up to be a potential challenger in the A-training space, and the architecture decisions Oz has made are really interesting. They're implementing what's called an NL72X2 and NL32X2 scale-up rack architecture. Think of this like designing apartment buildings. Instead of building lots of small buildings, you're building fewer but much taller ones with better internal connections. The NL72X2 means you can pack 72 Trainium 3 chips into a single scale-up unit, with two of these units working together. That's incredible density and bandwidth between chips. What's really clever is how they're approaching the software stack. They're making step function improvements rather than just incremental ones. It's like they've rebuilt the foundation rather than just adding another floor to the existing building. The performance per total cost of ownership optimization is where AWS is really trying to differentiate themselves. They're not just competing on raw performance. They're looking at the entire picture, including power consumption, cooling requirements, and operational overhead. The analysis also mentions what's being called an Amazon Basics GB200 NVL36X2 approach, which suggests AWS is creating their own take on NVIDIA's reference designs, but optimized for their specific use cases and cost targets. They're also working with companies like Astera Labs for connectivity solutions, which makes sense because when you're moving this much data between this many chips, the interconnect fabric becomes just as important as the chips themselves. This positions Trainium 3 and the upcoming Trainium 4 as serious alternatives to NVIDIA's offerings, especially for customers who want to avoid vendor lock-in or optimize for specific cost and performance profiles. Finally, let's talk about some performance improvements that are really impressive. New software and model optimizations that are supercharging NVIDIA's DGX Spark systems. The Grace Blackwell-powered DGX Spark has been getting continuous software optimization since its release, and the performance gains are substantial. This is a perfect example of how modern AI hardware isn't just about the silicon. It's about the entire software stack that sits on top of it. Grace Blackwell represents NVIDIA's CPU GPU integrated approach, where they're putting their ARM-based Grace CPUs directly alongside their Blackwell GPUs in the same system. Think of it like having the brain and the muscle working right next to each other instead of having to communicate across long distances. What NVIDIA's been doing is continuously optimizing how workloads get scheduled and distributed across these hybrid CPU-GPU systems. They're getting smarter about which tasks run on the CPU versus the GPU, how data moves between them, and how to minimize the overhead of context switching between different types of compute. The model optimizations are equally important. They're not just running existing models faster. They're actually co-designing the software to take advantage of the specific architectural features of the Grace Blackwell platform. This includes things like optimizing memory access patterns, taking advantage of the high bandwidth memory subsystems, and leveraging the tight coupling between CPU and GPU memory spaces. What's really exciting is that these aren't one-time optimizations. NVIDIA has built a continuous optimization pipeline where they're constantly finding new ways to squeeze more performance out of the same hardware. For customers who've invested in DGX Spark systems, this means their hardware keeps getting faster over time through software updates, which is incredible value. It also shows how the AI hardware game isn't just about having the fastest chip. It's about having the most mature and continuously improving software ecosystem. That wraps up another episode of the AI Hardware Show. Lots of exciting developments in the AI silicon space, from precision optimizations to hybrid architectures to continuous software improvements. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you found this episode valuable, share it with your fellow hardware enthusiasts. You can find links to all the sources and additional technical details in our show notes. And as always, keep watching the space, because the pace of innovation in AI hardware just keeps accelerating.